Hi, this is Lady from Pink Parties Press. I just love books, publishing books, and talking to authors or people who want to be authors. Now, the two questions I am asked the most are, how do I start to write a book? And then conversely, once writing has begun, how do I know when it is finished? So this is a series of articles about those two things, starting a book and finishing a book. And hopefully in all of it, I shall be answering the question. First of all, why a book? Why a book in the first place? What is it that makes you think, I want to have a book? Now, there might be a whole host of reasons, and I'm going to give you a few. And it might be that some overlap each other. And I'm really interested to know which is the one that applies to you. So that is something I will ask you at the end to give some comment on. What is it that makes you think, I want to write a book? Now, it could be your forever dream. From a child, have had an ambition to write a book. You've enjoyed books in the past and you think, I can do this. One day, I will write a book. And it could be that you can even visualize the book cover and the book spine with your name on it. And I can tell you there's no bigger thrill than when it actually comes into being. It could be that you're looking for fame and fortune. Nothing wrong with that. And you want to be the next J.K. Rowling. You want to have a book to make sure that happens. Because the more people you have, more people read it, the more royalties you have. And that will give you money. And also, as you get known, you're invited to do things. It takes you to another level. It could be that you're in business or have a particular hobby in which you are an expert in. And you know this because people ask for your advice and you love to give it. So it could be a way of proving that you are an expert. Because when you say to somebody, I've written a book on, or I have a book, then they take more notice and it gives you a higher level of credibility. So whatever your business is or whatever your topic of expertise is, for me, I want to write a book on mosaics. I haven't done that one yet, but I am in the process of writing a book about writing a book. In the past, I have written a book about my faith journey. And in that, gave lots of nuggets about hearing from God. What is your passion? What is it you're an expert in or want to be seen as an expert in? So that could be a reason for writing your book. A fourth one is to record something, to record in history by putting it down on pen and paper, your memoir, your story, your experience. What has happened to you that could never have happened to anyone else? And you want to tell the story. Because believe me, people want to hear that story as well. It could be that you've written something or want to write something to help somebody else. Something that you know something about. And actually can do the research for them and to help them get through whatever experience they have. So many self-help books, so many books on a particular disease or subject help other people. It could be to release a story from your imagination. You've always dreamt or thought or have these characters in your head and happenings that occur. And it's that imagination that needs a release. And what better way than share it in a book? You may have a prolific store of articles, training, or videos that you've already made, and you want to bring them together and produce a book so again, others can benefit from your writing. Now, is it a want, I want to write a book, or is it that you need to write a book? It could be you have an overriding need to write. You might write your travel logs. When you go somewhere or you observe people, you might write this down in journals and you have a real need to write. And so you want to take that writing to the next level to become published. So published being that you can share it with others. It could be that you have had something happen to you, which is a catalyst on why you should write. A lot of people I talk to express themselves in poetry. And it could be a catalyst from bereavement or something that's happened that makes that poetry just flow out of them as a way of healing. It heals them, but it also heals those that read it too. So why do you want to write your book? my call to action to you is tell me in the comments, what is it that's making you think, I really want to write a book? Could be the list of ones that I've given you, or it could be something else. I would really like to know. Lady Yady, speak with you soon and keep